Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Celebrating
our King, because he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Yes, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and living God. I proclaim to you this morning that he has all power in his hand. And yes, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask and above all that we can think. I want you to know today that this day is a day that we can receive more and more of our Lord, more and more of his anointing, of his power, and of his spirit. And if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this day you can invite him into your life. Yes, because of the fact he loves you and that he wants you to be saved. For the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you, whosoever, that's me, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. And why don't you go there with us this morning? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise thee. We magnify your name. We lift up your name, God, and we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. God, we pray, God, even now, that those that are in our listening audience, God, that they can receive of you, God, that miracle that they need. God, I pray, God, that today will be the day, God, that they receive it, God. And Father, I ask thee, Lord God, to move on their behalf today, realizing, God, that the day, Father God, is the day, God, that they can have, Father God, more of the kingdom, more of you, more of your power and your anointing, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this time, we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. At this time, we're getting ready to go to the Word of God. And if you will, we're going to be preaching this morning from Mark, the 7th chapter. And we're going to begin there at that 24th verse of the 7th chapter of Mark. And if we would use for our topic today, we would use, is there anything too hard for God? Again, is there anything? I need you to think about that. Is there anything too hard for God? If you had a paper, a pencil, or a pen, or whatever it may be, and you began to write down and attempt to write down some things that you think is too hard for God. And when you begin to do that, I am quite sure if you know the Word of God, if you believe God, because the Word of God says faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. If you hear the preacher that is preaching to you this morning, if you heard your minister of the gospel, your man of God that has preached the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God to you, that you will know that there is nothing too hard for God. So when we begin to look at the Word of God, when we begin to look there, beginning at that 24th verse, it reads, and from there he rose and went unto the border of Tyre and Sidon, and entered to an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. But a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. So when we see here today, as we begin to look at the Word of God, we see a woman that has come to Jesus because she came because she heard about him. She came because she believed what she heard. She came because she had a daughter that had an unclean spirit. And so she wanted that daughter to be delivered. She wanted that daughter to be healed. She wanted that daughter to be made whole. So when she came to Jesus, come on, she came in reverence. She came with a deep respect. She came in honoring God. She came with profound adoration and awe to God because she wanted him to heal her daughter. And when we want something from God, come on, we ought to be able to honor him and to have faith in him and to give him that respect, that deep respect, because that's what I believe that she did. I believe that the woman, that when she came and the word of God said that she fell at his feet. Come on. She fell. She didn't even take time to get down, probably like we would get down and just take it easy and get down one knee at a time. But the word says she fell. She fell at his feet. And then it tells us that this woman, she was a Greek. The word says she was a Syrophoenician woman. And she besought him. She came. She was looking for him that he could come and he could cast the devil out of her daughter. So here we see that she was desperate. Have you ever been desperate? Have you ever wanted something so badly that you'll do any and everything that it would take in order to make this thing happen? When you have a daughter, a son, a mother, a father, a relative, and you want this person to be whole and you really love them, whatever it takes, you will do it in order to make them comfortable, to make them whole, to deliver them. And she knew within herself that she could not do it, but she had the faith in God to know that God could do what she heard that he could do. I believe that her faith began to go higher in the Lord. So the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. She hadn't seen it. She hadn't seen God work these miracles, but she came because of what she heard. Somebody ought to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to tell somebody about the great and the mighty things that God has done in your life, the great and mighty things that you read from the scripture, the great and mighty things of the testimonies that you have heard from others. You ought to know that God, he is God, and God all by himself. I was thinking about this man that I was watching from a court story about a man that was literally buried, and they took him 4 hours in order to retrieve him, in order to get him from under the and in the dirt. And the man was so embedded into the ground and under the dirt and all of the sand, it came all the way up to his neck. It says that the man had one of those hard hats on. And what kept him, in a sense, from being totally submerged is that hard hat that he had on his head. And when the dirt began to fall, the dirt fell from the hard path. And when it was all done, the man's neck was the only thing, and face per se was the only thing I believe that was exposed. I believe that God was at work. I believe that we take so many things for granted that we don't see God in his greatness. Yes, it took the men, the workers, in order to dig this man out for 4 hours from where he was being inhibited from moving or releasing his own self. But I don't know about you, but I'm thinking of the goodness of God. I'm thinking for the miracle working power of God. I'm thinking about the supernatural power of God that enabled this man to stay alive for 4 hours because of the fact the pressure that was in his chest from him not having the labor to breathe, and the portion of the sand that was on his neck and the pressure that he was experiencing. But I know a God that is able to move on behalf of his people. I know a God that's able to do the supernatural that will move in any situation. And then I thought about the lady that was riding home, and she went into one of those ponds that, and I think she might have been 20-something feet, if not mistaken, or more. It might have been 27 feet. I'm not quite sure. But she says that she was in an automobile, and her car went over the bank, and when it did, she was able to get out. But then, supernaturally, God allowed her to get out, number one. Number two is God enabled her to swim because she said her mother had taught them how and made sure they knew how to swim. But in all, this woman could have been unconscious just by the fall from the car, from the pressure of the car. And then the windows could have been so that she could not get out. Miracle number two. She was able to get out. I see God. I see the angels of God that was moving on her behalf. So she got out, and then she had to be able to survive in order to get through from under the water, and to be able to get to the top. And it was nobody but God. I don't know whether or not she gave God honor and praise, and most likely she did. But I am saying to you today that sometimes things look hard. It looks like it is impossible. But I tell you today that there is nothing impossible, and there is nothing too hard for God. When the Syrophoenician woman, she had something, I don't know how long that this child, this daughter, had this unclean spirit. I don't know how long she had that foul spirit, what she was dealing with. But she knew that this child needed to be delivered. She knew that her daughter need not stay that way all her life. She knew because she loved her that she wanted to get some help. All our help comes from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. I believe the one scripture says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. You want to know where you're going to get help? You want to know how you're going to survive? It's from Christ, from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. This woman came because of her daughter. The daughter didn't come, but she came for Jesus to cast out the devil out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, listen, let the children first be fed and be satisfied. But it's not meat, it's not good to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Listen. And she answered and said to him, because when you read that, it looks as if Jesus was calling her a dog. But no, what Jesus was saying to her, he said to her, and she said to him, yes, Lord, yes, the dog. Come on, I may be a dog. Come on, I may be a dog, but yet the dog under the table eat of the children's bread. Eat of that which is good, that which is a nourishing, that which is going to make a difference. So she was desperate. She was persistent in her request, in a quest for getting her daughter healed and delivered. It didn't matter what opposition. It didn't matter what she had to go through in order to get to Jesus, or to get Jesus' attention, or to get Jesus to heal her daughter and bring deliverance in her daughter. It did not matter. The opposition, it did not matter. No, she didn't care about what obstacles that she had to go through. She was not going to be discouraged. She was not going to be dismayed. She was not going to give up because it didn't sound like Jesus was going to do anything for her daughter. But I believe that it was a testing of faith, a testing of time, that did she really believe that Jesus could heal her daughter? It was the test of this one of resolve to just to know that Jesus could heal, to deliver, and to make free. I thank God we have to be persistent in our walk with God. We can't believe God today and tomorrow. Don't stand on that solid rock. Don't stand on the word of God. Come on. There are times when we hear the word of God. There are times when we're in our sanctuary, our synagogue, wherever we are, and hearing the word of God, because the word of God says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Then when we hear the word of God, you get happy. And you see what God has done for somebody else, that ought to build your faith. The word of God that you hear ought to cause you to believe God even in a deeper and a convincing way. But sometimes the enemy will come, and the enemy will come, and he will steal, because of that word of God that God has put inside, that seed inside of you, it is not deeply implanted in the innermost part of your heart and your spirit, then the enemy will come and he will try to pluck that up. He will try to remove that faith that you have. He will try to remove that belief that you have in God. But this woman, she was a woman to be reckoned with. This woman, she was a woman that refused to give up. She was a woman that was very persistent. She was a woman that persevered, and she was out there. She wasn't going to give up. Call me what you want to. Call me what you want to, but I'm not going to give up. There are so many times in the day that people are giving up because of the things that they have gone through in their life. There are some people giving up because of the bills that they have. They're giving up because of the of people putting pressure on them. They're giving up because of their job, not having a job. They're giving up. They don't have a car to drive in or to drive. They don't have this. They don't have that. They don't have the clothes that they want and the clothes that they desire to have. But yet, you cannot give up. You cannot give up. Because the God that we serve, he is able to move on your behalf. You got to stand in faith. You got to stand, and you have to believe God. And when I began to look at the word of God, when I look at this woman that had God on the inside, faith had to believe that God, this day, that God was going to do something for her, that God was going to do something in behalf of her daughter, that God was going to bring about a healing. God was going to cast that devil out. You don't want a devil on the inside of you. You don't want a devil living on the inside. You don't want a devil using you to talk crazy. You don't want the devil to use you to do unseemly things. You don't want the devil to use you to lust after things that are not of God. You don't want the lust and the devil, that demon and that corrupt spirit to use you to go places that God has you not to go and to act unseemly. So therefore, this woman, she knew that this daughter, the daughter that the Lord allowed her to bring into the world, this daughter needed some help. This daughter needed God to come in and to clean her. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't want to live in a dirty house. We don't want to touch dirty things. Oh, my God. And but yet on the inside, there's a devil on the inside. There's a demon on the upside, in the inside. There's an unclean spirit on the inside. And that dirty spirit, that evil spirit, that spirit of wickedness, oh, my God, that will act. It would bring turmoil. It would bring death. It would bring things that you don't want on the inside of you. It would cause you to say things and do things that's not of God. So here the woman knew that if she can get to Jesus, if she can talk to Jesus, will you remember she came and she fell down before him? She fell down at his feet. And she came so that Jesus, besought Jesus that he could cast the devil out of her daughter. And then after Jesus saying to her, let the children first be filled. Come on, let the children first be filled. But it's not me to give, to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dog. Come on. And in other words, you can almost imagine it. If you got a child, if you have a child and a children that's sitting at the table and you're taking the children food and you're giving the children food to the dog. So yes, she's saying within herself though, but you know, crumbs do fall from the table. And when the fall with the crumbs fall from the table, then the dog, then they're able to eat of the crumbs that are falling from the table. Yes, she said in that 28th verse, she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, but this saying, come on, because you said this, because you believe it, because you receive who I am, because apparently you know who I am. She said, Christ said, go your way. The devil, that super, that dumb devil, that evil spirit is gone out of your daughter. Come on. She believed God. Can you believe God to move on your behalf? You may have a child. You may have a relative. You may have a friend that has an unclean spirit. But you got to know the power of God. You got to know that God is able to deliver that individual. I want you to know right now that not only he's able to deliver that individual, but he is able to deliver you if you have a demon, if you have a devil that's living and walking inside of you. God is able to deliver you as well as that relative or friend. He said, the devil is thrown out of your daughter. And when she came to her house, listen, she found the devil, because the daughter didn't come with her. But when she came to her house, she found that the devil was thrown out and her daughter laid upon the bed. Come on. And again, look at God, because I like to tell you about Jesus. I like to let you know the power of the Most High God. I want to bring the word of God, because this is the hour of power. I want you to see the power of God. I want you to see the way God is moving and the way God has healed and delivered and the way God is still healing and delivering and making people whole. So when we look at that 31st verse of the 7th chapter of Mark, it tells us, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. And they bring it to him one that was deep. See, I'm talking about the hour of power. I'm talking about the God. I'm talking about what God can do. I need you to hear this day what God can do and what God will do. And here the people, the word of God says they, more than one person, they brought him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they would see Jesus, they would see him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside. He took the man aside from the multitude. And Jesus put his finger unto his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. And Jesus looked up to heaven. And he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And you know what happened? In that 35th verse, it says, and immediately his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spoke plain. After Jesus spat, after Jesus, the word of God says, he spat and touched his tongue. And the word says, he looked up to heaven. He sighed and said, Ephphatha. He spoke with authority. He spoke with power. He knew that what was about to happen, that this man that was deep, this man that had impediment of speech, that he was about to be healed. He was about to be delivered. And then in that 35th verse, of that seventh chapter of Mark, immediately his ears were open and the strain of his tongue were loose and he spoke plainly. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. God, we praise your holy and most righteous name. Father, we recognize who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are and what you have done and what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. God, that came from Mark, the seventh chapter, beginning at that 24th verse. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes even wider. And God, that giving us faith to believe you in a greater way as we walk through the Bible, as we see the scroll unfold, as we see the word of God, we are being illuminated. Our eyes can see. That is just not words that are written on the paper, out in the volume of the book. But God, even as the word of God is in this Bible, your word, we thank you. Because your word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. We thank you, God, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. So, Lord, I thank you for the miraculous. I thank you, God, for the supernatural. I thank you, God, for moving in behalf of the people today, all over America, those that are hearing the sound of my voice. God, you have given us a word, Father God, to preach to your people. God, you are building the faith of the people as we preach the word on this hour of power broadcast. God, those that have infirmities, those that are sick, those that have lunatic spirits, God, those that are deep, God, those that are down, God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing. God, those that, Father, have cancerous tumors, Lord God, we thank you for healing them today. Lord, those, God, that are suffering with sickness in their body, God, the lumbar area, God, the thoracic area, God, the cervical area, God, we pray healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, every area, every organ in the abdominal area, we pray healing, God. God, if it's the uterus, heal in the name of Jesus. That mother that can't have been told that she can't have children because of endometriosis, Father, we pray healing to that mother. We send a healing, Father God, in your name, God, to the mother that needs and wants a child, that desire to have one and can't see to be pregnant or get pregnant. Father, I pray healing back to that, to the area of the uterus, Lord God. God, to the tubes, Lord God. Oh, God, to the fallopian tubes, Lord God. Healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause that uterus, God, to be made whole. Cause it to be healthy. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, that she can bring forth, Father God, that she can deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we decree, God, this to be done. Lord, have your way, God. In Jesus' name, God, even those that are suffering, God, of the Alex machine, Lord, we pray healing, God, to that person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's been on the Alex's for years and years. I pray, God, your instant healing, God, to be manifested, Father, in these people, in Jesus' name. Lord God, the woman that brought a daughter, the Syrophoenician woman that brought a daughter, Father God, to you, that came in behalf of a daughter, Lord God, that came in behalf of that daughter, Lord God. Lord, you called a healing, God, to be manifested. Lord, back, she was, the girl was healed. When she went back home, the child was healed. So, Lord, today I stand in proxy before you, God, for the healing of the people, that they'll be healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Realizing, God, that I am not the healer, but you are the healer. God, you are the one that heals. God, you are the one that delivers. God, you are the one that makes free. God, those that have broken hearts, Lord, I pray healing for them, that their hearts, Lord God, will be healed. Because you said, God, that you will heal the broken heart and you will bind up those wounds, Lord God. So, Lord, we pray those that are going through, Father God, the transformation of hurt. Father, we pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, that they don't stay that way. God, that they be healed by the mighty hand of God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for all of those, Lord God, that are weeping, are crying. God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that seem like a hopeless situation for the hurt that they have experienced from a loss of a child, a loss of a son, a loss of a daughter, a loss of a friend, a loss of a neighbor, Lord God. Lord, I pray your healing power, that it will be manifested, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we believe the report. We believe what you said. And God, we're standing in proxy. We're standing for these people, God, that they will be healed. God, that they will be delivered. God, the woman, Father God, did not give up, Father. She didn't give up because she wanted that daughter, God, to be delivered from that unclean spirit. She was persistent, Father. She was desperate, God. She would not give up, Father God. She had a resolve, Father God. She was determined, God, for you, Lord God, to heal her daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I stand today, and God, whatever the people desire today, that's according to your word, God, and it be done in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as now, Lord, as we come before you, God, if there's any that are not saved, any do not know you as Lord and Savior, any that do not know you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God, those that have not met you, God, Father, I pray that now, God, that there'll be, even after the word of God that's been preached today, I pray, God, that they will give their lives to you. God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, you said that we, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raised up from the dead, you say, God, that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that you would save. God, that you would save that boy, that you would save that girl. God, that you would save that man and that woman. Father, God, that you would bring them in, Lord God, even right now. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, all you're going to do according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. We want to thank you today for joining us again on the Hour of Power broadcast. Our topic is, there is anything too hard for God? Our answer is no. There is nothing too hard for God. Please join us on next week, on Wednesday and Friday of next week, as we come again, as we give you the word of God, to know that whatever God has, you can have it. So reach out in faith and believe God and expect God to give you a miracle. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we pray the peace of God upon you now and forever.